And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found the new look, Punky Radio. You don't know why it's a new look yet, but trust me, my name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is a Manila PR special. All the bands we're playing this week are promoted by Manila PR, and every band this week has a CD out that we have to give away, as well as a load of other stuff, because this is our first Christmas competition of December. Let me hear you say yeah, Tony.
Yeah.
You sounded like you meant it then.
I did,
obviously,
yes.
We can't start with anyone else than one of my favourite bands of this year, and a track I think I've managed to find we haven't played before. This is Limousine, Lisa Louise. Tony, it's from their album Evil Love, which is their latest album out. They do have a new single out as well, which we played both tracks of, Siamese Twins and Jennifer X. And guess what? Both the album and the single were given away this week in our Manila PR competition.
Hey.
How brilliant is that? These are promotional copies. They're as rare as. Absolutely brilliant. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
We've got some additional material for you.
Okay.
We do like it when you send us in your jokes for our section Comedy Suburbs. If you have an idea for a joke, do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs. This from Black Cat. Two lorries have jackknifed on the M1 in the snow. One was carrying pens, the other paper. The motorway is now stationary. Very nice indeed. Please do keep them coming. I do like getting these jokes. Nice way to start a show. Also, we've got a word of the week this week, a regular feature. Again, if you have an idea for a word of the week, and the idea being that it's a variation on a theme that more often than not has been an alternative to something rude, but this week isn't. If you have an idea for word of the week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightening your email, word of the week. This week, it's a direct result of me being on stage in Luton last Thursday doing a game called Roxanne, which involves me and the audience drinking a pint in 3 minutes 40 seconds, I always choose Guinness because I haven't got any bubbles in it. However, the Guinness was off. They only had Guinness extra cold. And as I finished the drink, I got an ice cream headache. Yeah, and someone in the audience shouted out, brain freeze, as I held my head. I went, oh, God, like that. And then we talked afterwards. I said, oh, yeah, but a variation of that would be, I've got chill brains. And when I said it, my mate shouted out, racist, can't say that about the Chinese. Went, no, that's not what I mean. I've got chill brains. It's not, anyway, so it's a variation on the theme. It's what we've got this week. It's the word of the week. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/limousine.
It is. It's Tony One, all of the internet too. Time for our next track already on this week's show. I am going to race through them a bit, and I'm just looking for the thing here. This is by a band called Scarlet Blondes, right? Who have I have little information about, but anyway, I quite like this track. Some of the music this week might be a little more poppy than normal, but don't panic. It's all right. It all works itself out, and there's a couple of surprises down the road. This is a track called Electric. What I want to know is, what is Scarlet Blondes' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ScarletBlonde.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet Neil. One final piece of information about this. It's free in this week's competition giveaway. How fantastic. Enjoy this. Electric. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
It's competition time. As I've already hinted at, we're giving away the CDs of every band on this week's show. And you've already heard from Limousine and Scarlet Blonde. The Christmas competition will be one question, which you're going to be hearing after all this. Because in addition to the bands we're playing on this week's show, we've got a lot of other stuff being sent through from the lovely people at Manila PR as well. So as well as the CDs you get on this week's show, you will also get music from The Volcanoes, Black Manalishi, Moretto, Serotonin, The Tribunes, Battlefield Band, Michael Lee, Blabbermouth, The Aftermath, Kick to Kill, So Shush, and Mancini. Which means we're giving away 21 CDs in this competition, Tony.
Nice.
21 CDs. They're not all albums, some are just single tracks, but we're giving away 21 CDs. I think that's pretty good. If you'd like the chance to win them, what you have to do is send your answer to the following email address, paulieb@punkyradio.com, to this question. It's a nice, easy question, so as many of you can enter as possible, and it will be picked out at random. So wherever you are in the world, you have the opportunity to win these 21 CDs. The question is, who are the PR company who are promoting every band we're playing on this week's show? Send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, punkyradio.com, titling your email, Manila PR Competition.
Nice.
Yeah. This is the next track. And it's Red Track.
I hate through word of mouth. The news is out. The old flame's been relit this time. She asked for a light, and he was there with the matches, with my memory in patches of nice staying out. I reminisce, you're just this stranger by moonlight. I bet I never thought, not knowing you'd feel alright, but I'm feeling alright. Because this is not, what was I? Because I miss you not, I'm fine, I just wanted to let him know about you and the little things I know about you. But I'm sure he'll see the cracks in time. Bumped into the past at the bar, and I almost fell over. I wish I didn't ask, how have you been? Cause you're like, I'm fine, I'm great. In fact, I've never been better, actually. It's just that everything is going so well. I cut my hair, I lost weight. No, really, I did. Even though you said that, you can't tell. I'm fine, I'm great. I've never been better, actually. It's just that everything is going so well. Cut my hair, lost weight. No, really, I did. Even though you said that, you can't tell. This is not, where was I? Because I miss you not, I'm fine, I just wanted to let him know about you and the little things I know about you. Oh, this is not, where was I? Because I miss you not, I'm fine, I just wanted to let him know about you and the little things I know about you. I'm sure he'll see the cracks, I'm sure he'll see your bitch in time. Whoa, oh, 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 whoa.
That was a track called I Miss You Not, Tony.
Aww.
Which of course is true. And it's from Red Track's album, and this is an album promo called Whole Town's Heart. We have played a couple of tracks off this before, actually. This band, they're the Buzzcocks' favourite new band, Red Track.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of information for you there. You listen to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week.
Okay.
Last week, Tony, did you do anything?
I actually did.
Crikey.
I know. Yeah, Friday night, we took out Mealing Camden to Gilgamesh.
All right.
It was like a uptown Thai restaurant. It was very nice.
Uptown Thai restaurant.
Oh yeah.
He's been living with a downtown Thai restaurant.
And just had the weekend in London, very nice, no snow, all disappeared. Came up here, freezing cold again. And last night, got the chance to see Madness.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Rock City. Was that?
At Rock City.
Fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant gig.
Oh, I've not seen Madness.
Have you not seen them?
No.
Brilliant. In a 1500, what, 1500 venue, I think it is.
Yeah. What a fantastic gig.
Yeah. Supported by Paul Heaton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a show.
Yeah.
Who's that? Tony, you do surprise me.
I
went to see the Fuzztones last Sunday.
Oh, how's that?
I haven't seen for 23 years. It was part of their 30th anniversary tour, and it was at the 100 Club, and it was terrific. Absolutely terrific. But my only problem with it was that my favourite three songs by the Fuzztones are called 125, Bad News Travels Fast, and Actions Speak Louder Than Words. And the first three songs they played were 125, Bad News Travels Fast, and Actions Speak Louder Than Words. I was like, no. But anyway, it kept going. They were absolutely terrific. I just want to mention that on the way down there, I got my travel card, and I'm with my mate Felix, and we got off the train at King's Cross, and I went to put the travel card into the underground machine, and it rejected it. I thought, I've only just got this. So I tried it again, and it rejected it again. I've just got this. So I tried it again, it rejected it again, at which point a British Rail, Network Rail, whatever it's called, official came over. Yeah. London Underground official came over. So what's the problem? And I handed him the ticket, said, this ticket doesn't work. And he looked at it. And he looked at it for quite a long time. And then he said, November the 10th.
Yeah.
And I went, right. And he went, November the 10th. And he thought about it. I could hear the brain whirring. And obviously, I gave him a ticket from a month ago that I'd somehow managed. How filthy am I that was in the same jacket pocket from a month ago that the new one was in? I realised what had happened, got the new ticket out, put the ticket in the machine, the thing opened, and I walked through, leaving him there, looking at this ticket, trying to work out why it hadn't worked, and saying to himself, November the 10th. November the 10th? He really did that. So, anyway, the 100 Club is on the verge of closing down. If you get the chance to support it and go and see any gigs there that you can, it's on Oxford Street, please do go, and I believe there's a charity single coming out to try and save the 100 Club, but it's not a particularly sensible one, and they should be getting someone famous to bring one out who's played there in the past, but anyway, it's not happening. Right, Tone, what is Red Track's MySpace page, by the way?
MySpace.com/RedTrack?
No, MySpace.com/RedTrack, the band. It's Tony 2, Paulie D and Internet 1. Time for song 4. Obviously, the Red Track album is in this week's competition, as is the next track we're playing by a band called Melonhead Man. Now, I very nearly was going to play a Black Manalicious track this week, but I chose not to, and I plumped for Melonhead Man instead, because we've already played something by Black Manalicious, and Melonhead Man are a little bit similar in that it's a bit of Southern States sort of country rock sort of thing going on. What I want to know is, what is Melonhead Man's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MelonheadMan.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. Yes, it is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, Internet 1, and this is Hunting Crows.
I want to tell you all a story. Come on. Grab yourself a shotgun and grab yourself a bow. When you go fishing on the summer's night, like a new joy.
walking down the road, and my brother and I, when I saw someone over the side, beside the crow, he's alive.
That's Melonhead, man, Tony.
Nice.
Just a little bit of southern rock there for the show. Now, you would obviously, regulars to the show would know that in this bit we normally do an ad break, but at the moment we're not advertising anything. And I think that's quite good. But we are going to be advertising something in the new year, and it's of particular interest for people from New York. Now, Tony, I hadn't told you about this.
No.
Because this email only came through yesterday. There's a new rock show starting in New York. Good place for it. And I think now it's not going to start. It may have already started, but we're certainly going to get two tickets to give away to it in March. And this rock show, they're hoping it'll do for 80s hair metal what Mamma Mia did for ABBA. It's one of these. It's all the classic old 80s hair metal things. But in return for us advertising it with a minute promo,
yeah,
they're going to give us two tickets to give away.
Oh, nice one.
So it is fairly specific to people in the States who can get to this show in a particular theatre in New York on a particular day.
Bill Hanf? Maybe.
Bill Hanf, I'm thinking, yeah. First time we ever do a competition for one listener. But it will be open to everybody who can get there, of course. But it's quite exciting, isn't it? I think that'd be quite cool. I don't think we've ever given away tickets before, have we, for sure?
I don't think we are.
Anyway, that will happen sometime next year. In the meantime, of course, this is the Manila PR special. Every band we play on this week's show, you have the chance to own the CD that we're playing the song off, as well as a load of others. As I said, I think there's 21 CDs in the competition. Make sure you do enter, because you've only got 1 week to do it, because we're doing another competition next week.
Cool.
I know, it's that exciting. I'll tell you more about it in a minute, but here is one of the most interesting songs by interesting people that I think we've been sent in a long time. Enjoy this. This is Shabby Rogue.
I wanna say
That was Shabby Road,
Tony,
and a track called My Life as a Secret Agent. Now, this is a one-track promo EP, and I've got, one-track promo CD, that I've got very, very little information about, other than it's by a band called Shabby Rogue. What's in MySpace?
MySpace.com/Shabby Rogue.
It is indeed. It's Tony Four, Paulie B, the Internet One. This is a right pasting. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I was wondering, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide? Yes, I do. I was in London at the weekend. I managed to get online, and then I saw lots of Facebook statuses. I think it was Saturday. People saying, everyone get down to the mill tonight, the town in Mansfield, it's closing down. And I was like, okay, sure it is. But when I checked back on the following day, everyone basically said it had closed down. Don't know what really happened, but the town is closed in Mansfield.
Oh, right.
As of Saturday night. Yeah, I think they basically just sold all the beer cheaply and everyone got pissed.
It's the potential end of an era, then.
Yeah, it must be at least 10 years. But then the day after, I think Monday, I think there's a Save the Mill gig has come up. So this Sunday, they're having an all-dayer. Talk of the tickets being £10 each, but that's turned now into a donation. So whatever you can afford on the door, pay.
So we're suggesting a minimum of £10, but realistically, the good people at Mansfield will pay a quid.
Yeah, so a bit more if you can, or just turn up and a couple of quid if you can. You know, don't not go because you haven't got £10.
Yeah,
you've got a couple of quid. Go.
What we're saying is go. This thing has been an institution for the best part of a decade in Mansfield. Some great bands have gone through it, especially recently for me. Loads of psychobilly bands I couldn't get to.
Well, that's the thing, and they've been doing really well with the psychobilly, with the Meteors playing and all
right,
sorts.
Yeah.
And a lot of people from Nottingham have been talking to recently going to the mill because they've been having these things on. So, odd. And we were supposed to be going at the weekend to go and watch semi-finals of Battle of the Bands, which, as you know, is their best time.
Yeah.
That's where they rake in the money. and that's been snowed off for the past week, and then it's closed. So I'm assuming money's to do with that. I don't got all the details, but I've got this statement or letter from Maria from 10 O'Clock Horses, who's organising this event. I've cut some of it out to hear what she says. This coming Sunday, 12th of December at the mill. Kev's been in contact as he plans to hold a last get-together at the mill as a way of saying thank you to everyone who supported the mill over the years. He could not go without seeing you lot off first and was not able to be present on Saturday night due to reasons beyond his control. However, after lengthy discussion with Kev, no matter what is happening at the moment, Kev's name is still above the door. Things are very complicated, but to make it clear, if we don't get off our arses and raise enough money to help keep Kev's name above that door, it's the end of the mill as we know it. We need to pack out the venue to make this work. Kev does so much to the music scene in Mansfield, supporting young bands through to old gits like us and the famous. If you don't know by now, I do quite a lot of fundraising, and Kev's attitude to music by involving all different groups and communities is amazing. So in 2011, I would like to be looking at some form of funding options to get some fantastic community music projects happening at the mill. We have 6 days to pull this off. Not everyone has Facebook. Invite your mates, phone your mates, text them and tell everyone now. It's going to be an all-dayer and it's on Sunday. The bands are so far confirmed. Taste Buds, Go Fast or Go Home, Elm Tree Row, who are basically the Abiotic boys.
All right.
Ball Out Foy. Danny Apple, 10 O'Clock Horses, of course. Resistance 77.
Oh, fantastic.
Playing. Kill Chaos and Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle.
Oh, fantastic.
So,
it's a shame we didn't have a bit more notice. We could have got the champs back together for it.
Yeah. if I had something to get to go, I'd do it as well. But I'm definitely going to go and support it. I think also Funkasaur playing, who are Bill from Abiotic, who actually currently is the custodian of Tony Towers. He's playing as well. And then she ends by saying, I don't know about you, but over my dead body, will they turn the mill into a jumped up pointified shit restaurant?
That's fairly specific.
It is, isn't it? So I assume that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what can be done or whatever. But I'll find out more on Sunday when I go and see if it is a farewell party or something can be done about it. But
it is possible that the brewery have just gone, we're changing it.
Might be, because it is a nice building.
Yeah.
Maybe they have
to support
the
case.
But it seems dire.
Well, I should do my damnedest to be there as well.
Yeah.
So if you just want to repeat the information and we'll move on.
Yep, so it's Sunday, this Sunday, 12th of December, 2 p.m. Doors open until 10 p.m. Bands are Taste Buds, Go Fast, Go Home, Elm Tree Row, Ball Out Foy, Danny Apple, 10 O'Clock Horses, Resistance 77, Kill Chaos, and Finding Buying a Rocket Cycle. And I dare bet there are more than that as well.
Yes. Just get down there and pay as much as you can.
Pay as much as you can, preferably a tenner.
And that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Right. Next track.
Okay.
This is by a band called The Breed, who, again, I know very little about. And I checked their MySpace page out and it didn't work, but you're still going to have a guess. Because it might just have been me or my computer or something. What is The Breed's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/breedmusic.
No, good idea. MySpace.com/breedofficialMySpace. We think that's what it is. So it's Tony 4, probably the internet 2, and this is The Grace of Me. That was The Breed, Tony. All right, mate.
Yeah, cool.
You listen to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Okay.
Now, you will notice, other than the last section, we have been keeping the bits between songs much tighter. That is going to go on. Right, so because I've had enough of my own voice, really. I just want to let you know what I'm doing this week, other than what we're doing on Sunday, hopefully together. Have you got any other plans?
No, don't think so. Just to... going out. I've got a couple of things going out, like, you know, celebrating Christmas, but nothing massive.
Well, Friday night I am at Archer's Bar in Southampton. which I thought was going to be the only gig I got this week, and then this lunchtime I got another gig. So as well as doing that one, I'm doing Jongleurs in Croydon on Saturday night. I'm comparing it, and it's at Tiger Tiger on the High Street. So if you're around and you've got nothing else to do and you're in South London, why not come down to that and say hi if you're there? I will have details about the gigs that I do this week on next week's blog that I just would like to mention, because I have done one this week that's got a lot more information about what I did last week. And my blog, if you get the chance to look at it, do. I would really appreciate feedback as much as anything else. You can find it at paulyb.blogspot.com. I try and do one blog a week. Sometimes there's two. They do tend to get fairly wordy because I do tend to get up to quite a lot.
Okay.
And this week's one is quite long, but it involves three gigs I performed at and the Fuzz Tone. So there's quite a lot to go through. And there's some fairly funny things happen. Just have a look at it if you get a chance. Anyway. And I have written one line that looks really funny under a photograph that I really, really pissed myself at. But anyway, find out, see what you think. I think there's a bit more information about the Chilled Brains on there. I'm not sure. I might have to redo that bit. But anyway, if you get the chance, have a look, do. That's all I want to say in this week, Tone.
Okay.
Because I'd like to get on with the next one. Because this band surprised me. This is a band called The Quails, right? They are publicised by Manila PR. You might want to know that for the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an album, off an album called Master of Imperfection. Now, this album came through, and I looked at the packaging of it, because this is a full-on in-the-shops album, whereas some of the others are promo copies. This is a full-on in-the-shops album, and I looked at it, and I thought, you know what? I don't think I'm going to like this at all. It just looked like, the way it's been packaged, I thought, oh, this looks like a sort of Snow Patrol sort of job, right?
Okay, yeah.
But it's not. And I thought, the name, The Quails, this isn't going to rock. But it does. I'm really, really chuffed. Anyway, see what you think of it. This is a track called I Know Myself.
Run away. 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 Run
was the Quails, Tony, and I know myself. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheQuails?
No, MySpace.com/TheQuailsBand. Oh, this has got closer. Mm-hmm. Tony 4, Paulie B's Internet 3. You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll agree that was not what I was expecting, and probably not you either. I have just had a quick look down the track list. It's a bit needy, this week's track list. It's all about me, because one track's called I Miss You Not, one track's called The Grace of Me, one track's called My Life as a Secret Agent, and one track's now called I Know Myself. Still, they are all in this week's competition, as are all the other things. So 21 CDs this week, make sure you enter. I will endeavour to get them to you before Christmas. That's right, I'm going to be organised on this one. Wow. So get your emails in this week. You've got until Monday of next week to send your email in with the answer to be in the competition, and I will announce the winner on next week's show. Now, Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
That's bad.
Yeah. None again. It's been very quiet this week on the old email front, but I do need your twats. Do you want to keep on doing it? So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email me. Every email responded to in kind. Thank you very much.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing, that's something that's happened this week. You know, the government is obviously the right mess, and there's student demos, and everyone's up in arms about this and up in arms about that. They've got so desperate to appease the general public that they did something this week that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard a government do in recent years, which was, as you know, the weather came in really, really bad, and because of the state of the nation, there was the possibility that there'd be a fuel shortage, particularly in the north. So what the government decided to do was relax the restraints on how long lorry drivers could drive for. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah. They say, because you know there's a limit on how long you can drive a truck for before you have to have a break.
Yeah.
This week the government said all bets are off, you can drive them for as long as you can, so they could get the gas to the stations. Sound sensible?
Yes.
No.
Not really.
Because, let's have a look at the evidence, shall we? What the government are saying is, these roads are so bad and iced up, we're going to get a load of really tired lorry drivers on them delivering petrol.
Highly flammable.
Highly flammable material. I mean, I could only think they thought this will be a double whammy, right? Some of them will get the fuel to the petrol stations, and the other will fall asleep at the wheel, drive into the central reservation, have crashes, blow the things up, and the heat will melt all the snow. It's just like mental. Just an idea. So, time for the last track this week.
Okay.
On this Manila PR special.
Nice.
And this comes again from a band that I didn't know what to expect from the CD that came through. This is an EP by a band called The Book Club. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, do you know what? I don't know what this is. It had the look of something sounding vaguely 60s. Right, but I wasn't sure. I plumbed it in. I had to listen to it and was pleasantly surprised again. Obviously, you'll be able to make a value judgment on it. What I want to know is, what is the Book Club's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBookClub?
No! MySpace.com/TheBookClubOfficial! I can't believe this. I've got a draw. Tony 4, probably the Internet 4, completely fair this week as well. That's just how it happened. Let's see what you think of this. This is Perspex Princess.
Thank you. Pancakes Princess.
Thanks very much for listening this week. Don't forget to enter the Manila PR competition by answering the following question. PaulieB@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Manila PR competition. The question is, who are the PR company that have been promoting all the bands on this week's show? Don't forget, every single song you've heard on this week's show and the CD is on is included in this week's prize, as are another 13. We've got 21 CDs on offer this week. Please do make sure that you enter the competition. This is an ideal opportunity to be the coolest kid on the block suddenly when you've got a new record collection. I'm calling it record collection. You'll probably put it on your iPod or something, but you know the point. Also, do make sure that we haven't even mentioned iTunes this week. Do you want to just let people know about that?
Yeah, please do review us on iTunes. If you have iTunes installed, easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it'll open up iTunes, and you need to log in and review us 5 stars. And obviously, we'll read out your reviews. So reviews help move us up the featured rankings. And are really important, and only a handful of reviews get us quite far up the rankings there, so please do help out.
Yeah, that's right, because the more people see about the show, the more people download the show, the more people hear the music we play, that's the point of making it. Don't forget as well, we want your twats, and we want your comedy suburbs, etc, etc. Enter the competition. That's about it. Have a great week. Hopefully we'll see some of you in Mansfield on Sunday at the Mill. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
You can't.